As football season begins, here is what to know about CTE risk. Mega Doctor News, by Houston Methodist, Newswise. As football season kicks off, attention is once again turning to chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a neurodegenerative disease associated with repeated head impacts. Kenneth Podale, PhD, a clinical neuropsychologist and director of the Houston Methodist Concussion Center, is available to discuss what scientists currently know about CTE, who may be at risk, and how exposure to repetitive head impacts may be reduced. A recent study estimated that at least 1 in 4 former NFL players had CTE. The researchers also suggested that its prevalence may be higher than estimates derived from earlier brain bank studies. The evidence is clear that CTE is a real disease and occurs at elevated rates among former professional NFL players, Podale said. Long-term exposure to repetitive head impacts appears to increase that risk. Although we are getting closer to understanding the factors that contribute to CTE and its prevalence among professional football players, current estimates remain imprecise because much of the research has relied on selected samples of donated brains. Podale said findings involving former professional football players should not automatically be applied to younger athletes. The risk of CTE among individuals who play football only through high school is substantially lower, and the rate has not been determined yet, he said, noting that current evidence has not established that participation in football or another contact sport through high school increases the risk of developing CTE-related dementia later in life. While some retired professional football players who experience personality changes or progressive cognitive difficulties may fear that they have CTE, Podale said, CTE currently can only be definitively diagnosed through examination of brain tissue after death. CTE is a neuropathologic diagnosis and is not synonymous with dementia, Podale said. Not everyone with CTE pathology develops severe cognitive impairment. Researchers are continuing to examine the biological, medical, and lifestyle factors that may influence long-term outcomes. Podale also said the risk of concussions and exposure to repetitive head impacts may be reduced by following age-appropriate contact guidelines limiting full contact drills and practices at the youth, high school, and collegiate levels, teaching and reinforcing proper tackling and blocking techniques, continuing to evaluate helmet improvements and other protective equipment.